Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. 2 years on from the major flooding event and insurance inquiry hearings continue. Our reporter Courtney Thomas explains another two will get underway today in Queensland before heading to the northern New South Wales.
The 2022 Eastern Australian floods were one of the nation's worst recorded disasters, with the southeast White Bay Burnett and Darling Downs impacted. There were deaths and a damage bill of $7.7 billion, according to Deloitte. Today, the committee looking into how insurers responded to claims, we'll hear from locals. There's public hearings in Caboolture, Logan and Lismore.
Meanwhile, several flood warnings are still current in the Ballon, Maranoa and Condamine River catchments. Conditions are easing though in the Maranoa, with the river now steady at 1.45 metres, just 0.45 above the causeway in Mitchell. No rain is expected today. We spoke with the member for Maranoa to get his take on the new Food and Grocery Code of Conduct interim report overnight. Supermarkets could soon be fined up to $10 million by the ACCC if caught price gouging. David Littleproud says the report is not a silver bullet and is exploring how to introduce more than financial penalties.
We would ask them, particularly things where they're land banking and keeping out competition, is it would force them to sell that real estate so that either other competition could come in or it's basically taken away so that there is a level playing field.
And there are calls to show more love to our teachers as Southern Queensland continues to suffer from chronic shortages. Scott Stanford from the Teachers Professional Association says his members are leaving the profession because they feel no appreciation for what they do. He says parents can help by providing nice feedback.
No harm for a parent to ring a teacher and say, I understand it's a hard job. How's my son or daughter? I'm happy to support you with whatever you need. All I seem to hear currently is the negatives.